Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, dairy alternatives, they're generally derived from plant-based ingredients such as soya, rice, almond, oat and coconut. And the rise in popularity of milk substitutes has given people a lot more choice. But is it affecting our calcium intake? Well, Louise Reynolds is a dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute, and she's here now. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
And you've brought an array of milk with you, including dairy milk and all the others.
Yeah, I just popped into the local shop on the way in just to see, because this section is growing all the time. So there are alternatives there now, which is great that people have choice. But if you have a little bit, you know, of a closer look, it's even difficult for me to sort of know what's in them all. You have to really spend a little bit of time looking at the labels to make sure that you're getting all of the nutrition that you need.
And are they very popular with particular cohorts?
They are, yes, they are definitely. And in fact, just I was speaking to your previous speaker, Lorcan, who works in universities, and he saw me outside with these and he said, you know, that in some universities now, they don't actually have regular milk anymore when he's going to get a coffee. So he said one of the baristas there says, oh, yes, I have the milk from a cow for you because, you know, so definitely the younger people, we see that there is a growing interest in choosing alternatives for lots of reasons.
Yeah, some people need to use the alternative because of intolerances and allergies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
if you have a medically diagnosed allergy or an intolerance, it's fantastic now that you don't have to go miles looking for the brand that you need. So, for example, if you have a medically diagnosed lactose intolerance, you can now buy lactose-free milk and lactose-free cow's milk, or you can buy an alternative like an oat milk or whatever, which naturally won't have lactose because lactose is the sugar that's found in milk.
Okay.
So they're really, it's great that there's choice, but I think people just sometimes maybe feel that it's a healthier choice. But actually, it's a personal choice. People might do it if they're vegan, obviously. They're going to go for a non-animal-based product. Or if they are doing it for various other reasons, maybe they feel it's for environmental reasons. They feel that there's a difference there. But again, that's difficult to measure because, you know, there's air miles involved. And so it's very complex, really. But if you make the choice just from a nutritional point of view, really, which is what I'm talking about, just make sure that you're not leaving a nutritional gap there in your daily intake.
Okay, so that brings us to discussing the different dairy alternatives and what's in them and what's not in them. Are some of them better than others nutritionally?
Well, the first thing is the protein content. And again, everybody is kind of talking about protein. We talk about protein a lot here, Claire, on this show. And I think for everybody in the family, so from the younger child who's physically growing right through to the grandparent or an older elderly person who is, you know, maybe trying to keep up their protein intake as they age, protein is naturally found in cow's milk. So cow's milk is a really good source of protein. Whether you go for low fat, skimmed or whole milk, it does contain protein, about 6 or 7 grams per 100 mils. And if you're putting if you're pouring yourself a glass of milk, you know, you'll have maybe 200 or 300 mils. So if there's, say, maybe 6 grams in about a small glass, I should say. But, you know, if you pour more, it might be up to 8 or 9 grams. Soya milk is the only one, and I don't actually have, there wasn't actually a soya milk there, is the only one that's comparable in terms of protein.
Okay, so but soya milk is good on the protein front.
Yes, it is. And it would be the highest of all of the alternatives. But if you go for an oat or an almond or a nut milk or a coconut milk, they really have no protein at all. So I just sometimes think that the younger group are those who are really focused on protein, and yet that they need to know that their milk is not a source. Now, they can obviously get it from lots of other places, but just to be aware that the protein gap is quite large there. There are other milks that contain protein alternatives like pea milk, but I've never really come across
it. I've never seen pea milk.
No. And also hemp
PEA milk.
PEA, yeah, because peas are naturally high in protein. So I haven't tried it. There is also a potato milk. I haven't tried that either. So I'm obviously very boring. I'm just sticking to the milk that we use. But there are lots of alternatives. But just to be aware that the protein content is not the same. So particularly if you are buying for young children, you have to be very careful. So,
yeah,
you know.
So the protein gap we've discussed. What about the calcium gap?
The calcium gap is obviously a big one. Now, a lot of the alternatives are now adding in extra calcium. So an average, you know, glass of cow's milk might have about 200, you know, milligrams of calcium in it. And now you'll see, and in fact, a few of them that I have here now, I have an oat drink in front of me because, again, they can't be called milks now. I have an oat drink which says high in calcium. So again, when you look at the label, you can see that in the milk, the ingredients is water, Irish oats, and then there's sunflower oil, and then there's calcium added there, and then salt. So, you know, you can see it on the list of ingredients. So it's really important that you check that you're getting enough calcium. So some of them will not be fortified with calcium, and particularly if you go for an organic one, because the organic, and again, people may feel, oh, organic is better for me or healthier. But if a food has an organic label, it can't have the additives. So an organic alternative, oat milk, for example, or a coconut milk won't have any added calcium.
And the calcium is really important, because we're worrying later in life about osteoporosis.
And in fact, a recent IUNA survey of teenagers found that about a third of Irish teenage girls are not getting enough calcium. So that is when your bone is being laid down. That's when you're creating strong bone to reach a good peak bone mass. And that helps to prevent osteoporosis later in life. Mm-hmm. So it is really important for that age group that they're aware of calcium.
Well, it's also the time where you think you're never going to get old. You're never going to face those problems.
You're more concerned about your hair and your nails and your skin. But, you know, calcium is going to be really good for your strong nails and bones as well.
That's so it. On the minerals front, then, what are the concerns?
OK, so when you come to, you know, cow's milk has a whole range of, you know, naturally occurring vitamins and minerals in there. A lot of the vitamins and vitamin D is now added to some milks and also to some of the alternatives. And we've spoken about the importance of vitamin D. So that's something to look out for. There's another one that isn't even listed on cow's milk, but has been kind of highlighted by dietitians looking at this in the last number of years, is iodine.
So what's that for now? What's that important for?
Yeah, so iodine is involved in our thyroid gland and growth and development of thyroid gland and brain development in the fetus and babies, you know, during pregnancy. So iodine is something that particularly during pregnancy or women, again, of childbearing years. So we're focusing in on the women a lot here, but certainly iodine is naturally the main sources in the Irish diet would be seafood and milk. Now, the amount of iodine in milk varies depending on how the cows are fed, whether they're during the summer and the winter. It varies whether they're grass fed or whether they're being fed a feed indoors. And also it's farming practices, because very often iodine is used in cleaning the farm and also the teats. So they actually contain iodine when they're put, the machinery that's used to milk the cow has iodine on it, and that's transferred into the milk. So it's a really good source of iodine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is not found in any of the alternatives. So if you're drinking,
and it's not added either.
It's not added. Okay. No. Now, some of them, actually, it is now being added because it's been kind of highlighted as this gap
recently.
Yes. So some of them are added. And one of the ones I had to look at here today has added iodine. I saw it there and I just...
That's an oat milk.
I think it was an oat milk. Yeah.
But because if you're not getting iodine in your milk, should you be supplementing?
Well, the other place you can get iodine is there's iodized salt. It kind of is, it's not something you need to really be thinking about because there's seaweed, for example, is very high in iodine. Mm-hmm. But in fact, it's recommended that you don't take seaweed supplements because in fact, they can give you an overdose of iodine. So it's kind of one of those that we never really had to think about it. But now that people are moving away from sort of a staple food in the diet, it is being highlighted as this gap. So certainly, I think the best thing to do would be choose an iodine fortified milk drink alternative.
Okay, so the message is really clear. If you're deciding not to have dairy milk, there's a couple of things you need to watch out for.
Watch out for it. Yeah, and absolutely, the choices are there. I would say don't just do it because you feel it's going to be healthier, because actually nutritionally it's not. You know, you're going to have a couple of gaps there. Now, they can be filled. It's not that you have to have cow's milk, but certainly you need to think a little bit more carefully about where you're going to get your iodine from, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Protein, in fact, we get lots of protein in other foods, but it's just you often see the younger people who are really focused on protein, and maybe they don't realise that where they might have had, you know, like teenage boys, for example, could have had almost a pint of milk, you know, with their after training or with their dinner, having a couple of glasses of milk or with snacks and cereal and so on. That could have been a good amount of protein they were getting. And now if they change over, they're missing
gone.
That.
All right,
so
Louise,
read your label carefully.
Thank you so much. Thanks for bringing all of those milks and milk products and drinks into us. That's Louise Reynolds. Let's take a break.
Claire.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.